Trees tend to get all of the credit for absorbing carbon dioxide from the air. But some of the tiniest plants on the planet, phytoplankton, also do a fair bit of the work. In fact, the sea is teeming with these microscopic organisms, and Katie Owen from the University of East Anglia is passionate about them. Planet Earth podcast presenter Richard Hollingham went to visit Katie on a cold and blustery beach at the UK's most easterly point, Lowestoft.
You have to think of them a little bit like the grass of the sea. They're tiny microscopic plants, sort of thinner in diameter than a strand of human hair. And you find them everywhere in seas and oceans around the world, hot, cold water. They're tiny little powerhouses. They photosynthesize and in doing so remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and convert it into organic carbon as part of their bodies.
OK, well, let's get a bit closer to the water. And we're not going to be able to see them, presumably, are we?
No, they're very small in diameter, really, really thin, thinner than a sheet of cling film.
Let me just get a handful of water then. So I've got a handful of water and wet feet. How many plankton are there in there? Is that really just full of plankton?
It's absolutely teeming. You can have as many as sort of 20,000 individual cells in just a mil of water. So huge quantities in a very small amount of volume.
And you're interested in this not just because it's important for the food chain, but its role in the global climate.
Exactly right. Because they photosynthesize, it's really key. They remove this carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and they take it out of circulation. They incorporate into their bodies. And then as they die or are eaten by something else in the food web, that carbon is recycled or it's taken to the deep ocean. So it's out of the way, it's removed. So it's a really good way of reducing carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere.
So what are you doing?
I use a machine called a flow cytometer, which is borrowed from biomedical research. Normally it's used to scan blood cells, but I'm applying it to marine science and using it to count these phytoplankton, you know, where they're most abundant, what makes them tick, what nutrients, conditions they prefer, everything like that.
Well, let's get out of the wind here to your laboratory, which is up there on the cliff.
Sure, why not?
Well, here we are in the Molecular Biology Laboratory at CFAS. CFAS?
The Centre for Environment, Fisheries and Aquaculture Science.
And you have, rather helpfully, some flasks of phytoplankton. And this looks completely green. And this is presumably very concentrated.
This is a very concentrated culture. This is some cells that we grow here in the lab just for testing purposes. And you can see how dense that is. And normally you wouldn't get that concentration in a natural sample.
And next to them on the laboratory bench, it's this curious looking machine. It's about the size of a beer barrel, I suppose, but with the outside exposed and it's full of circuit boards and tubes.
It looks horrible. It looks really horribly complicated, but it's actually quite a simple principle. It's a machine. It uses as a pump, and we pump a stream of seawater through the path of a laser beam. And as the laser beam hits anything in that seawater, such as debris or hopefully phytoplankton cells, that laser light is scattered, and we collect that information, which gives us a lot of details on the size and the shape and the structure, and also the pigment content of the phytoplankton cells.
So, of individual phytoplankton, so you can count them, but you can also see the size and the shape of them.
We have a whole lab which is dedicated to counting phytoplankton cells by a light microscope. But the problem with that is that it only covers a very small range of sizes. It's things that we call the nano and the net plankton, which are from 20 to 200 microns. But there's a real whole wealth of phytoplankton below that size range, something called the picoplankton, which are less than 3 microns. So, you know, we're talking a fraction of the size of a human hair follicle. And you can't see them with a light microscope, and they're just too small to be counted or identified accurately. So this machine is not only capable of measuring them, we can also approximately identify them and do thousands of these cells within a few minutes.
So are phytoplankton something we should all learn to appreciate a lot more?
Definitely. I mean, I find it amazing that things that are so small and so tiny, we know just so little about. They're so important. I mean, we sail on them, we swim amongst them every day, but we know very little information about them. So I think it's really key that they become more appreciated and loved a little bit more.
Phytoplankton enthusiast Katie Owen from the University of East Anglia talking with Richard Hollingham. And you can hear more in the latest Planet Earth podcast available on our website, nakedscientist.com/planet-earth.
Reacting to the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.